Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
When I heard that the Golden Peacock restaurant in Oakland had permanently closed in December, I knew this was also the end of my peanut duck. After 50 years, Lily Leung, the owner of the restaurant, was finally retiring. I can remember when the restaurant first opened. Back then, Sunday dinner meant mom, dad, and us kids piling into the Ford LTD and taking Highway 24 from Walnut Creek through the Caldecott Tunnel to Oakland Chinatown. I thought this was real Chinese food. Pork chow mein, shrimp with lobster sauce, and what we called peanut duck. Peanut duck is steamed pressed duck meat, deep fried, then cut into small squares. It's drizzled with sweet and sour sauce and sprinkled with crushed peanuts. It takes several days to prepare. Returning to Oakland after college, graduate school, and a far-flung legal career, I searched for the peanut duck of my childhood. My telephone calls to other restaurants were answered with, "We haven't served that dish in 20 years. Lily Leung's response was, "How many orders would you like?" A meal at the Golden Peacock included having the company of Lily herself. She would ask, "Do you know?" as she dropped the names of the other regular customers. They included judges and cops. Jeff Adachi, the late San Francisco public defender, would drive in and bring back a full-course dinner for his young family back in the city. There was another busy attorney who had also traversed the Bay Bridge for takeout for her elderly mother who lived in the East Bay. They regularly share the Golden Peacock's food in a special mother-daughter meal. The devoted daughter was Kamala Harris, someday to become Vice President of the United States. The Golden Peacock food is what they now call American Chinese cuisine. For the memories of family that the Golden Peacock gave all of us, I would put the emphasis on American. With a perspective, I'm Mark Mordomi.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.